Hi, I'm attorney Ryan McKean, and I'm here to talk to you about the 7 questions that you should ask your Connecticut car accident lawyer. The first question you should ask your Connecticut car accident lawyer is, do you have malpractice insurance? And we see this a lot where lawyers, they handle something, they mess it up, they have no malpractice insurance, and it's the client who is left holding the bag because there's no insurance money that can be obtained to settle that claim. So if you are thinking about hiring a Connecticut car accident lawyer, you should ask them if they carry malpractice insurance and what the premiums are, or not what the premiums, what the policy limits are on these claims. You should ask that question and you should get a straight answer from your lawyer. Lawyers in Connecticut are not required to disclose whether or not they have malpractice insurance, and they're not required to carry it. So they may not carry it. Ask the question, ask it directly, get an answer as to whether or not your lawyer has malpractice insurance. Now, number 2 is a little bit different, but you should ask how your firm works. And what I mean by that is, you know, is the lawyer who signs you up, are they going to be handling your case? Are they going to be working on your case? Is your case going to be given to some associate? Is there a work process where a case is constantly being worked by different people? All of these things matter tremendously because, you know, if your case is just given to the lowest lawyer in the office, you may not like that. If your case is not being worked because the lawyers are on trial when other people can be helping it, that may result in a delay in your case. So you really want to understand your firm's process in any sort of Connecticut car accident case as to how it is that they work. How does your file go through the office? Is it just one lawyer doing all of it? Does the lawyer have help? Is there paralegals? Does the file get transitioned from multiple lawyers who look at it from multiple perspectives? Do they have lawyers who write? Do they have lawyers who try cases, who are specialized within the areas that you need to move your case? So ask the firm about their case process, no question about it. Number 3 is, what is your firm's communication policy on Connecticut car accident cases? A lot of clients fear that when they hire a lawyer, they're never going to hear from the lawyer. Sometimes they don't even know who their lawyer is. And so does the firm have a system for communicating and getting you the questions that you need answered in a way that is quick and in a way that is comprehensive? Do they use scheduling software? Do they have texting? Do their lawyers return phone calls? How do you schedule a call? All of those things are very important because communication between a lawyer and a client, so important. Ask about the firm's communication policy. Number 4 is, do you litigate Connecticut car accident cases? There are firms out there who just get cases in and settle them. And if a firm is not a litigation firm, and by litigation, I just mean filing suit on a claim, you are losing a lot of leverage as a client. You may get quick money, but I can tell you what, from experience, it's most likely not going to be full money and fair value for what it is that you have gone through. So ask about the firm that you're hiring for your Connecticut car accident case. Ask about whether or not they litigate car accident cases in Connecticut. Number 5 is, there are firms that litigate, but then there are firms who they won't try cases, and insurance companies know that. Look, 98% of cases, and the same is true in our firm, do not result in trial. They settle short of trial. Some cases, though, they have to be tried. The insurance company isn't being fair, and the only leverage that any lawyer or client has is being willing to reject that last offer and go to a jury and ask for full and fair compensation. There are only 2 numbers that matter in a personal injury case: what the insurance company will offer you and what it is that a jury can give you. And if you take away, you know, the jury aspect of it, which is trial, you're left with just what the insurance company is offering you, and you're at a disadvantage. Number 6 is, can you fund my case? There are some cases that aren't very expensive. They require, I don't know, less than $100 to obtain records in. But there are other cases that are very complicated and require travel, they require depositions, they require use of experts throughout the country. And can the lawyer in the law firm fund the case and fund it fully to get you the result it is that you deserve? So have a question about funding and the firm's ability to fund the case, and you should be able to get a straight answer from a lawyer on that question. And number seven is also really important, is have you handled my kind of case? Has your firm handled my kind of case? It's a very, very fair question. You don't want to be the first person that a doctor operates on. You want somebody who's been there, who understands the process, who understands what it is that you're going through. So when you're looking to hire a lawyer, you should definitely ask if they've handled exactly your kind of case, your kind of situation. It's a fair question and one that lawyers should welcome.